I'm Emmanuel Sanders. Welcome back to Broncos TV.
Welcome back to the BTV Live pregame show, and now we're going to close out the show with our favorite segment, Mace's Three Keys.
Yeah, so let's start with number one, get the ground game going. And there's a lot of reasons for this. Number one, you want offensive balance. You didn't have that last week, so by the second half, the Raiders could tee off on Brock Osweiler. They didn't have to worry about the run because it wasn't there. So you want to get that rushing game going. Having C.J. Anderson back is going to help. And also, if you get the running game going, get some long possessions, then that's keeping the ball out of the hands of that explosive Steelers offense and Ben Roethlisberger. Probably can't do worse than last week, 1.62 yards per carry, the second worst ever for a Kubiak team when he's been offensive coordinator head coach. Number two, make the Steelers one-dimensional. And this is kind of counterintuitive because we've been talking so much about Roethlisberger, Brown, Bryant, Wheat, and their passing game. But you want to take the run game away from them first. D'Angelo Williams has been very effective since replacing Le'Veon Bell. The Steelers like to keep you off balance, and if they can get the running game going, you're not going to be able to rush the passer in the way you'd like to. But if you can take D'Angelo Williams, that ground game away, make them pass it all the time, then you can get your pass rush to tee off, and that's what the Broncos do best. And finally, number three, win the special teams battle. The Broncos have done that more often than not this year, lost it in a big way last week. We know about Emmanuel Sanders' muff punt. This week, you have to contend with Antonio Brown on punt returns, one of the league's best. And as special teams coordinator Joe DiCamillo says, he's been keeping him up nights, watching film and worrying.
Yeah, I've looked at Brown in the return game. I've got about 3 hours of sleep this week thinking about Brown. He's, in my opinion, he's the best punt returner in the league. He is, you can tell that he's passionate about what he wants to do back there. I mean, it's not just like, some starters you see back there, they don't have the same passion. This guy, he wants the ball in his hands and he wants to try to take it to the house every time. So we got our work cut out for him. You know, you have to have a plan for him. I think it's going to be a real challenge for us, just like their whole special teams. You never can quit on a return with this guy. He wants to make a play all the time, whether it's on offense or in the kicking game. And he's a special guy, and they're very fortunate to have him. And we got a heck of a challenge in front of us.
Yeah, he keeps him up at night, and you can't blame him. And really, you can't blame the Steelers for using Antonio Brown like that. Now, there's some people that say, hey, you don't want to risk your game-breaking receiver on special teams, but it's just another opportunity for said game-breaking player to break the back of an opponent. That's why they use Antonio Brown. He's been very effective, and you got to watch him in two phases, not just one. Very dangerous.
Yeah, you put the ball in your playmaker's hands, and they do things for you. Mace, those are your three keys, but one of the keys to this show, this tie. Mace, explain it.
Yeah, it's the holiday tie. It's Santa Claus playing football. Santa Claus and the reindeer playing football, as you can see. A little cheesy. It's my pre-Christmas tradition. Broncos have won more often than not when I've worn this tie, so we'll see if they can keep it up today.
Okay, a good luck charm. Thank you, Mace. Your three keys to the game right there. Matt, your last final thought here.
Well, I've got no lucky tie. I don't know how I'm going to follow that up. But I think that the pass rush is going to be key. DeMarcus Ware returning from injury last week. Let's see if he kind of ups his level. Shane Ray, Shaq Barrett, Von Miller, all going to have to establish themselves early because, as Gary Kubiak said, nobody throws the deep ball better in the NFL than Ben Roethlisberger. And if he can do that early, that could spell a long night for the Denver Broncos.
Yep, that was certainly true there, Matt. My one final thought here, scoring in the second half. The Broncos haven't scored in the second half in two straight games. They have to be able to go into the locker room, make some adjustments, and then put their foot on the gas pedal there. So that's my key to the game. And that's going to do it for the BTV Live pregame show. For Matt Boyer, for Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Milani. Happy holidays and enjoy the game.
They're playing really well, probably one of the hotter teams in football. A lot of big play players. Ben's as good as there is in this business. Another big challenge for our team.
I know this team will be up for the challenge. We understand the challenge ahead of us. The Steelers are a phenomenal football team. They're very well coached, and we understand all those things. So we're going to prepare hard this week, and we'll be ready to go.
Miller's got him, and for the second time today, slams him to the turf.
You watch the tape, they're just the best defense in football. The video bears that out. Statistics bear that out.
They're great on the back end, they're great up front. Together is lethal.
DeMarcus Ware with quick pressure, and DeMarcus Ware with another sack.
In their pass rush, rush and coverage work together. Secondary guys being physical, making plays, balls in the air, they intercept it and they score. So the reason they're number one in almost every category.
This is going to go to the house. Tlaib, 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Denver.
Every game down the stretch is going to be a big game. We all know it. It's playoff football right now. And we got to handle business.